Hello, good morning. Welcome to the season two and the fourth episode of the Rambam's Easy Introduction, or Easy Introduction to the Rambam's Mishnah Torah. We are going to be studying Hilchos Deos, Perek Dalet. So we're in the fourth Perek, we're in Halacha Gimel. This Perek is mostly the Rambam's idea of how to lead a healthy lifestyle, including what to eat, when to eat it, how to eat it. Some of this information modern nutritionists and doctors and scientists agree with. Some they do not. Whether the Rambam was correct or not needs to be seen. Some of the things he was right on the mark, according to modern medicine. But who's to really say that modern medicine won't be disproven in 20 years from now? So in any case, not saying the Rambam was right. I'm just saying that it's not so easy to simply say that this chapter is old medicine and no longer applies or is no longer relevant. Okay, Halacha Gimel. Le'olam kashiyocho adam yeshiv b'mkomo o yutel asmol. When a person eats, they should always be sitting, or they should be leaning to the left. In the olden times, people used to eat, if we know from our Pesach Seder, leaning. It's not really what we do today, where we take a pillow and lean a couple inches to the left, but rather they would sit on a couch, and they would lie down on a couch and lie to the left. And a person should not walk around, ride on a horse, exercise, or put their body to a lot of movement, nor even should they take a small walk until your food has been digested. And anyone who takes a stroll and walks around after eating, so they're going to bring themselves serious harm, and incredibly unhealthy. Okay, halacha dalet hayom v'alayla chaf dalet shalos, day and night together make up 24 hours. Dailo adam lishon shlishan shehu shmona shalos. A person does not need more; it's enough for a person to sleep 8 hours. V'yu there should be towards the end of the night, I guess when a person goes to sleep, so that there are 8 hours, and they should sleep until a little before sunrise. And he should get up before sunrise. A person shouldn't sleep face down, or on their back, or on their side, but on the beginning of the night, they should lie down on their left side. It was sofa laila atzad yamin, and on the rather towards the end of the night, on their right side. And a person shouldn't go to sleep right after they eat. Rather, they should wait 3 or 4 hours before they go to sleep from the time that they ate. And a person should not sleep during the day. Okay, things that that are laxatives, they make a person go to the bathroom, like grapes, figs, certain types of berries, pears, melons, cucumbers, zucchini, they should be eaten first before the meal. Okay, those should be like an appetizer. And a person should not mix them with their food. Right? They should wait until they've he says go from the upper stomach and down, and then he should eat his meal. Udvarm sha matzinas bene ma'ayim can go on rimonim, ufrishin, vetapuchim, ukros tomolin, ocho osam tekefl mizono, veloyarba lechomehem. And foods that stop you from going to the bathroom, that are somewhat constipating, so those foods, like pomegranates and apples and different pears, should be eaten immediately after the meal, okay? And they should not be eaten, you shouldn't have a lot of them. Okay, Parak Dalet Halacha Zayin, the Rambam says, Okay, so let's say a person wants to eat chicken and meat at the same time. Ochel betchila basar ha'of. So a person should eat the chicken, the fowl, first. V'chein beitim u'basar ha'of, ochel betchila spesim. And also, if you're going to have eggs and meat, or chicken, you should have the eggs first. Basar behema daka u'basar behema gasa, ochel betchila basar daka. Okay, if you're going to have, there's two types of cattle. There's large cows and smaller animals, so you should eat. If you're going to have the meat of both, you should have the smaller meal first, because yolam yakdim adam davar hakal umeachar kaved. A person should always eat something lighter and then something heavier. Going on to Perek Dalet Halacha Chet, bimot hachama. Ochel ma'achlim ha'karim v'lo yarba betavlanim v'ochel et ha'chometz. Okay, in the summertime, right, when it's hotter out, a person should eat food that doesn't have so much seasoning on it. Okay, so they shouldn't, and he should have vinegar. Will be mosa geshamim, but during the rainy season, in the winter, ochel ma'achlim ha'chamim, then you should have like hot foods. Okay, and you should have a lot of spices. And you should have a small amount of mustard. And a person should do this in where there are cold climates and hot climates, where the weather is cold and hot. This is what a person should do, and how they should eat each place according to its climate and according to the food there. Okay, halacha tes. Yesh machol shehim roim biyoter ad ma'od. There are some foods that are very harmful to a person. V'reilu adam shalei lecha mi'olam. A person shouldn't eat them at all, ever. Kigon hadagim hagdolim hamluchim hayishanim. I guess like large fish that are aged and salted. Gvina hamlucha hayishana. Cheese that's salted and old. Kmahim upitriot v'basar hamaliach hayashan. Old like mushrooms. And truffles and meat that's aged and salted, yayin migito, and wine straight from the press, v'tavshil shasha ad shenadaf reicho, and cooked food which is left over for so long that it starts to have an odor, bad odor to it, v'chein kol machal shereicho, and any food that has a bad smell, omar biyoter, or is very bitter, hari elu laguf kmo samamaves. These are like poison to the body. There's some foods that are bad for you, but not like as bad as the first. So therefore, a person shouldn't eat from them, and only there should be a lot of time between eating from them. You shouldn't be eating them too frequently. Okay. And he says, "V'lo yargil atzma liot mizono mehem ola achlon im mizono tamid." And your person shouldn't habituate himself to eat this type of food, okay, or have it among their food regularly. Kigon dogim gedolim gvina v'chalav sheshaha achar shenechlav kafdal shalos. Right, so like large fish, cheese, and milk, which has been left over for 24 hours after they milked it. Now you shouldn't eat this. Ubasar shvarim gedolim, utayashim gedolim, vapul vadashim, vasapir velechem saorim velechem matzos, vakru vachatzir vabetzal, vashumim vachardal vatsnon. Koyo machlim roim heim, ein roil adam lechom elo elamaat adma od uvimosukashavim. Okay, so there's a bunch of food here. It says meat of large oxen. Or goats, or certain types of beans and lentils, and certain types of chickpeas, and barley bread, matzos, cabbage, onions, garlic, mustard, and radishes. All these things are somewhat bad for you, and you should only eat them infrequently, not at all on a regular basis, and only in the winter. In the summer, you shouldn't eat any of these things. But when it comes to lentils and certain types of beans called pol, you shouldn't eat them at all. Doesn't matter if it's the winter or the summer. Okay, and squash can be eaten in the summertime. Now there are those foods that are bad, but they're not like the ones we just listed. V'heim of hamayim ubnei yona haktanim v'atmarim v'lechem kolli b'shemen olechem shenilus b'shemen v'asolos shenifulosa called sarka at shel nishra ba reach morson. Okay, so there's like I don't know what of hamayim is. It's some sort of water fish of the, I'm going to say chicken of the sea, but it's not. I don't think it's tuna. Pigeons, right? Dates, bread that's roasted in oil or kneaded in oil, flour that's sifted to the point where there's no bran in it. I guess that I'm not a fan of white bread. Fish brine and pickled fish. So these you should not eat a lot of at all. Okay. So a person that's wise and is able to sort of put down his desires or channel his desires is better. Right, so a person is like mighty if they can overcome their desires and not eat any of this stuff that we mentioned because it's all bad for you. So even the stuff that you say you should eat a little of, you should only eat it, if infrequently. But a person that's a chacham and can be kovish as yitzro and be mighty, right? The Mishnah in Perkei Avos says, "Who's mighty? One that can channel his desires should avoid these altogether." Le'olam yimna adam atzma peras ha'ilanos. A person should always avoid fruits. V'lo yarba mehena filo yaveshim ve'in sarach lomar rutuvim, and he shouldn't eat any of them, even if they're dried out, and even if they're fresh. Okay, and when they're ripe, they're like swords to the body, as they're not healthy at all. Right, and also carobs are always harmful. Okay, and all pickled fruits are harmful and should only be eaten in the summer and when it's very hot out, or in very hot places, I should say. And figs, grapes, and almonds are always good for a person, whether they're fresh or dried out. Okay, so whether they're raisins. But you shouldn't eat them all the time, as they shouldn't always be eaten, even though they're good for you. Hadvash vayayin raw liktanim v'yafalus kanim. When honey and wine are bad for little kids, but they're good for older people. V'kol shekein b'yimos hageshamim, and especially in the winter months and the rainy months. Tzarech adam lechol b'yimos hachama shnei shlishim mashu ochal b'yimos hageshamim. And in the summer, a person should eat 2/3 of what they eat in the winter. Okay. Liolam ishtadel. This is a halacha yud gimel. So we're in Perek Dalet of Hichos Deos. Halacha Yud Gimel. Liolam ishtadel adam shiu me'av rafim kol yamav v'yakarov l'shul shulmat. A person should always try to go to the bathroom, have loose bowel movements throughout their life, okay, and try to have almost close to shulshul, to like diarrhea almost. Is that called gadol berfua? Calls man sharei nimna o yotze bekoshi chalem rayim bayim. Right, as a general principle, whenever somebody has constipation or has difficulty going to the bathroom, something serious is about to happen to them. Okay, so how should he loosen his bowels up? Okay, so if he's young, so each morning he should eat some well-cooked, I don't know what this is, shalukim, okay, which have been seasoned in olive oil and pickled fish and salt without bread. Or he should drink boiled water or cooked spinach or cabbage that has olive oil or pickled fish oil and salt. Yummy. Okay, and if a person is older, he should have like diluted honey with hot water, baboker, right, in the mornings, and then he should wait like 4 hours. Then he should eat. And he should do this for 2, 3, 4 days until he starts regularly relieving himself in the bathroom. Okay. Halacha Yedalet. V'od klal amru, achar amru, b'briyos aguf. And there's another principle that we say when it comes to physical well-being. Kolzman sh'adam mitz'amel v'yagia harbe v'eino sava u'me'a v'rafim o'chalei ba'ala v'chamo mischazek. As long as a person regularly exercises and exerts himself in a good way, and doesn't eat to the point where he's always full, and goes to the bathroom like we just explained, so ein chalei ba'ala, he won't be sick. And he'll just get stronger and stronger. Okay, and even if he eats bad foods. Okay, so that seems to be a sort of like the heel wall, almost like that. It's regular exercising. Okay, let's say somebody just sits down and does nothing and never exercises, or somebody that holds up going to the bathroom, right? He holds it in. Or somebody that has trouble going to the bathroom, they're constipated. They can eat all the good foods, and be careful with all the other things that we talked about. He's always going to have pain. And he's always gonna be weak. V'achila gasa leguf kol adam kamo samamalas, and eating too much for the body is like poison. V'uikar lekol chalaim, and this is true of all sicknesses. V'rova chalaim shabayim al adam enam ela omim ne machlim raim. Okay, so any sickness that comes to a person is either because they have bad food, or because he's filling himself up. V'ocha achila gasa, or he's eating too much. Afilu mimachlim etovim, even of the healthy foods. Right, so this is what Shlomo said. King Shlomo, Melch Shlomo says in Mishlei, right? Whoever guards their mouth and tongue guards their soul from pain. And this is what it was talking about. Says the Rambam, it's talking about healthy eating. Right, so he guards his mouth from eating harmful food or eating too much, like eating till he's full. And his tongue about speaking about things that are that he doesn't need. Right, that's what we talked about in the previous parak. Hanta halacha tetzayin. This is parak dalet of Hilchos Teilos. Halacha tetzayin. Derech harchitza. Here's how a person should bathe. Shikanes adam amerchatz mishiva yamim lishiva yamim. Person should go to the bath once every 7 days. Obviously, back then they didn't have showers, so it wasn't easy to go to the bathhouse. It was a whole ordeal. So you'd go once a week to the bathhouse. And you shouldn't go close to when you've eaten, but also not when he's hungry. Rather, the best time to go bathe is when the food is starting to digest. Okay, and he should bathe his entire body in hot water, but not like boiling water. He should bathe only his head in hot water, right? Not his entire body. Okay. Okay, and then he should slowly cool down his the water that he bathes in. Okay, and he shouldn't in the winter months. He shouldn't bathe in the hottest water. Okay, in the coldest water, excuse me. And you shouldn't bathe until you're like sweating over your entire to your entire body, until you've been massaged also. And you should make sure you should check yourself if you have to go to the bathroom before you go into the bathhouse. And after you leave also, in case you have to go to the bathroom. A person should always check to see if they have to go to the bathroom before they eat and after they eat. Right, those are the healthy times to check if you have to go to the bathroom. They call them be'ilav acharbilah, before being intimate and having sexual activity, and afterwards. They call them shi'agiyav yisamel v'achar shi'agiyav yisamel, and before you exercise and after you exercise. They call them shi'ashin v'achar yishin, and before you go to sleep and after you sleep. U'bishur hakol asara. Okay, and so all in all, there are 10 different times throughout the day that a person should check if they have to go to the bathroom. Okay, let's stop here. We've got up to halacha tezayin. And in the next episode, Billy Nether, we will continue with Halacha Yudzayin, about when a person leaves the bathhouse. So that was episode 4 in Hilchos Deos. We did about, that was probably the most we've ever done in one episode, about 15 halachos. All the best.